Welcome to Talking Shop with Chris and Josh. Josh just tried to give me a countdown, and I obliterated it because, frankly, I don't care about countdowns.
So numbers is for wizards.
This is the second week in a row we've done this. Wow, we are actually back on somewhat of a schedule.
And we'll see how that one goes.
For our new listeners out there in Twitter land, because I have finally paid attention to our Twitter account.
Yeah.
Because Josh was failing miserably on that account.
I hate Twitter.
You don't even know how to use it.
I know how to use it, kind of. You know what? Me and I think it's Bendis also refers to tweets as twats.
Hey, shut up. No Bendis love right now.
I'm on a Bendis love.
Anyway,
it's about the only time he's going to get me love for me once that Marvel Now stuff starts.
So, for those of you who don't know, I'm Chris.
I'm Josh.
Yeah, that's all you're getting out of us. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yeah.
No, we're brought to you in part by
Collector's Trading Post on Facebook, run by our good friend and benefactor, if you will, Joey Buscemi.
Yeah, Joey sent us this big box of shit.
It's like literally like 18 inches cubed.
It is a
closer to 20 inches, maybe. It's giant.
It is a 30-pound box. 30-pound box.
Yes.
Next sponsor,
which is our good friends at Three Alarm Comics, the best in comics that Biloxi, Mississippi has to offer, and our good buddy Jason Q there, who at some point very soon here is going to be profiled in an episode of Toy Hunters,
which would be awesome.
Travel Town.
I believe it is Travel Town. Yes. I actually watched the first episode of that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
they had a Rocket Fire Boba Fett.
Oh, you were telling me about that. You're all nerdy.
$17,000.
And Harry C. was posting pictures of his sideshow, Boba Fett.
That is awesome.
I could imagine you just, like, weeping with joy on the other side. Katie
loves Boba Fett.
Have to punch out of the way the computer's going, boom!
Literally, we were watching the episode of Toy Hunters, because they actually... I think it was on Toy Hunters that they actually saw the Boba Fett. No, it was on, shit. Something we were watching.
Actor
who played Boba Fett in
Dragon Book. Yeah.
Thank you. Names aren't good with me. I am not good at names at all. But she's like, oh my god, he's so old. She's like, I just want to go up and hug him like this.
Carefully, because he is old.
I know. And I was like, that is actually the most adorable thing I've ever heard. But yeah, Katie's not a big, for those who don't know, fiance is Katie. She's a big Boba Fett fan. She's not a big nerd. She's not into...
Yeah.
She has her nerdy things she likes. She likes She-Hulk, she likes Ms. Marvel, Wonder Woman, and Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And she's an artist, so she's okay to be eclectic and crazy. Also, I have decided I want to give a shout-out to Stash My Comics. We were talking a little earlier. I don't know who I was talking with from there, but on Twitter... And they're giving us a shout-out on their podcast.
Explain to me what Stash My Comics is.
Stash My Comics. It's a website where you can basically organize and catalog your collection.
Nice.
I've actually used it for 3 years now, 2 or 3 years. I've usually put my entire collection up on there, and you can put it in by grade. It will give you an idea of what's worth what. It doesn't have prices broken down by grade as of yet, I don't believe, but... You can actually... So, like, I have my Captain America 25, the Brubaker... Not the Brubaker, the McGinnis variant signed by Brubaker. You could put in the CGC grading. You could put in if it was signed, and you could put the grade. It's just all around cool. I love it because it makes... I can pull it up on my phone if I'm at a shop, and I'm like, oh, crap, what the hell do I have?
So it's got a pretty sweet little... app there?
Yeah. Well, it's not really an app. I can just pull it up on online. So, I'm hoping for an app.
That'd be cool.
So, get on to that, guys. But yeah, so that was kind of cool. Like I said, I've been delving into the world of Twitter and talking to all these different people and be made a fool.
Only slightly.
But my Spider-Man moment the other night was great.
Yeah.
I literally almost shit my pants. Good thing I was in the bathroom. Should I tell them about the Spider-Man moment?
Sure.
Is it Slaughter? It's Slaughter.
Dan Slott, yeah. Slott. Two T's.
I know. It's
There's
just,
no
I,
you.
I know. There's no sleuth. But I tweeted out because I was getting caught up on my Amazing Spider-Man runs because I've been buying them again.
You just said Ron's been talking about being on the toilet.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
We're grown-ups.
I don't know much about being a grown-up, but that sounds good. Anyway, I tweeted out, said, getting caught up on Amazing Spider-Man. Dan Slott is something-something awesome, yeah. Or his writing is great. It was, like, great bedtime reading, because I was about ready to climb into bed. And he tweeted back, thankful I was on the in the bathroom, because I would have shit my pants. That was... I'm not a big Dan Slott fan, but that's cool when you're reading a book and then having the guy tweet you about it.
Yeah.
Like, reply to it. I mean, I enjoy his work on Spider-Man, so that was awesome.
I have a... and Valiant Comics also tweeted us
for
our podcast. I had almost forgotten they were still around, because they were around when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I remember reading
I loved some, Valiant when I was little.
Yeah, I remember reading a little bit of EXO. God, I don't remember... There was one book that I bought a bunch of, and I don't even remember now, because it was hard to get books at the gas station where I got my comics from. Yeah. But I remember Valiant Comics. I was like, oh, that's right, they just did a relaunch.
I have a ton of Valiant comics.
The guy that's drawing EXO Manowar is Kerry Nord, who I'm a big fan of, because he was drawing Conan with Kurt Busiek there for a while, and it's really rad, because he had this, like, really cool style where he didn't use black lines to... on Conan, I don't know if he still does or not, but he wasn't using black lines to do borders or anything like that. So it had kind of weird, like... painting, like oil painting quality. Mm. It's so weird and so awesome, because Zarno is just so cool. My buddy Tommy, who is an artist as well, he really liked it. He's like, yeah, it's a really cool style.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of interesting that these guys, and I'll shout out to, because I started my own again, because I started the podcast one, and I was like, okay, I'm doing Twitter, kind of, and then I was like, I'll start my own now, I guess. And I followed David Gallagher, who, with Steve Ellis, did High Moon, which is one of my favorite comics a few years ago. It was part of DC's online Zuda Comics thing. And I followed him, and he followed me back, and I tweeted back and forth with him a tiny bit about how awesome High Moon is and how I really want to see some more of it. And he said that they really want to do it and that it's not over, but it's in DC's hands, which kind of sucks, because they folded the Zuda Comics imprint and haven't touched any of the books that were with them. And this is a couple years ago. It makes me really sad, because, I don't know, you can flip through. Just look at the cover.
Yeah, no, I...
Look how rad the cover is. The art is amazing. Gallagher and Ellis actually just did a book. I need to pick it up. It's only 99 cents digital. It's called The Last Living Boy. It's like a post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah, the art in this...
is so good.
The High Moon, it looks...
So good, dude. They've also done a couple of little Deadlands things, which if anybody's role-played... then you probably have heard of Deadlands, which is, it's the Weird West.
I don't roleplay. I have a lot.
I'll get you to do it sometime.
I've actually been wanting to try it, at least.
Yeah, it's fun if you got a good group. Yeah. But Deadlands is like the Wild West, but it's referred to as the Weird West, because there's stuff like werewolves.
That's right.
And monsters and weird steampunk stuff.
I'd like that.
And this, I mean, this comic, every time I've tried to read Deadlands, I've told people, you need to read this first. Because it's just... There's a Scottish werewolf in it who wears tartan around his neck and has a pistol named Gyblg, which is the spear of Cú Chulainn, who's a legendary Celtic hero. It's such an awesome comic.
That's awesome.
High Moon, Last Living Boy, Gallagher and Ellis. These guys are awesome. Check them out. They also have a little thing called Bottled Lightning on Twitter as well. So I wanted to give those guys a big shout out, because their stuff is so good, dude. And plus, David Gallagher and I have the same taste in haberdashery.
Well, we also have a couple other... I know, you weird asses. You and George R. R. Martin.
I know. You're taller than him. I'm better.
But we have a couple things that we're going to be... As a lava.
Anyway, dog beast from other side of the house.
We have a couple people that are going to be sending us some comics to read.
Yeah.
And some
we
books.
We actually got some.
Superback. No, I'm not... I don't know what it is yet. Actually, I do have an idea of it, if I can pull it up on Twitter. But they're finalizing it, so once that's done, we're going to have this going. We're going to have a good review of that. I was starting to do a written review of Exile on Planet of the Apes, or Exile of Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the middle title there. But I was loving it. I actually talked on Twitter. Again, thank you, Twitter, for everything. to one of the writers and the artist. The art is great on there. I'm not gonna give my whole review spiel here. I'm actually gonna write it down because, frankly, I'm gonna get into that.
Yeah, we've also got in the pipeline already. We haven't gotten a chance to read it yet, but there's a book called Hoax Hunters that I've heard of, and I saw a preview of on CBR, and it looked pretty neat. I was like, oh, that looks kind of cool, actually. And they've already sent us some PDFs. So it's pretty neat looking.
So by next week, we'll have those read, and we'll be talking about them. Look at that.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's cool.
Chris tweeting back and forth with, as he's referred to on Valiant's website, superstar artist Patrick Zurcher, who also did some cap stuff.
I know. I was all happy.
Zurcher's pretty rad. I thought that was really neat. I saw the artwork, because I believe he took over Exo Manowar. And they're reintroducing another classic Valiant character called Ninjak, who I remember having some comics of back in the day. So it's a pretty interesting time for our podcast here.
Yeah, we have a couple other ones that if Josh will finally get around to emailing these people about.
I was having internet problems the other night, which made me really mad. I was trying to play DCU online. I'm actually I'm working on a comparative review for the big gamers out there. There are only three main superhero MMOs. I've played all of them. It's City of Heroes / Villains, referred to as COX amongst the in the crowd, Champions Online, and DC Universe Online. That's the three main ones out there. I've been working on a comparative review, so hopefully within the next couple weeks I'll have something out there for somebody to look at, because I played a lot of City of Heroes. A lot.
Yeah,
I played that for a couple years.
I remember Will telling me everything about it.
I've been playing DCU Online, and then I played Champions Online for a little while as well. So I'm gonna go over whether or not it's worth paying or staying free to play, graphics, gameplay, all that sort of stuff. I have a lot of MMO experience, so hopefully I can get somebody into some of these games, because they're all three fun in various ways. And it's a really hard genre to get a good game in.
No.
So that's on the pipeline too. We got all sorts of neat stuff coming out, man. We're getting all pro, bro. We're pro.
What the hell happened to us?
I know. Right?
If for anybody that's still listening from the beginning, what was it? God,
February
we started this, and it was just a whole rundown of us yelling back and forth with each other, cussing and swearing up a storm about comic. We had no idea anything cool was going to be happening.
I think in the past 12 episodes, we've had as many F-words as we did in the first two.
Yeah. Oh, I think like the fifth episode was bad.
I believe
I was kind of sailorish in that one.
We actually felt bad. We're like, wow, that's hanging out with the guys all day cursing.
Whoa. Yeah, I was sitting there, I was like, wow.
That was when I was yelling about Jeff Loeb.
Yeah.
I make no excuse.
Do not forget our Ghost Rider debacle.
That's different. That's different.
My knee getting busted open from that. Yeah. I just finally paid that off.
Good God. Welcome to America.
But, alright, so, as you can tell, we don't really have a set format to today's show.
We never have a set format.
Well, we kind of do.
We put notes down.
We put notes sometimes.
We had to format the second episode.
Yeah, because that's when we were trying to do all things all professional. Now we're getting hired up there and not being professional. But, Josh and I are going to go see Dark Knight.
We're doing it live.
Josh and I are going to see Dark Knight here in about an hour and 40 minutes. Oh, no, about an hour and 35 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
We haven't seen it, but we're going to talk about this big box of swag we got.
From our good friend and benefactor and mighty, mighty friend.
What's his name?
I think it's Jerry.
Jerry Birchamy?
Joey's going to stab us.
Thank you, Jerry Birchamy. That was very kind.
We said our buddy who is the main guy on Collector's Trading Post on Facebook has been sending us boxes of really awesome stuff. Even when we try to buy things from him, he'll send them to us anyway.
That brings us to our first order of business here.
Yes, Joey sent me the Young Justice Sportsmaster figure, still in the box even. Yeah. I thought he was sending them loose. No, it's full on in the box. It's got all the stuff with it. It's a rad figure. Joey rules, man. Seriously.
This box I opened it I got it Saturday, and I opened it after my All-Star game up in Tahoe, and I came home and it was waiting there. I was like, all right, this is gonna be great. So I opened it, and I've already taken my stuff out, my Captain America figures, My Han Solo.
Bespin outfit.
So, I already know what's in this box, for the most part.
Give me that. Shoot that. Sorry, Brick Vader. If anybody hasn't seen Brick Vader, they gotta go check it out, because it's rad.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I know, right?
You ever see the movie Snatch? Guy Ritchie?
Snatch?
It's British people yelling at each other a lot.
It sounds like a porn.
It's about people who steal things.
All right, yes, but I've seen Snatch.
They put the villain from that movie, Bricktop, they put his stuff to Vader clips.
Oh, nice.
It's the most brilliant thing ever.
I have you seen the Vader clips with James Earl Jones from Field of Dreams?
No.
He's, I forget what scene from Star Wars, but he's like, that's Vader, he goes, peace, love, dope, now get the hell out of here.
It's great.
It's hard to quote the Brick Vader stuff, because the F word does come up a lot. It's so awesome, though.
So our, we're going to dive into this box kind of headlong here.
The box of mega swag here.
So here's the first thing. This is for our new podcasting room.
Yes. Josh is, I refer to it as the office. It's really cool. It's a, looks like decals and stuff. Batman's
fat heads. They just cling right to the wall.
Oh, nice. From Arkham City. Yeah. Which I have just gotten into really hard, so.
It's great.
It's a good game. I bought the Nightwing DLC. Dude, he's so rad.
Nightwing
jacks it up. I don't think they put any voice in for him, though.
No, I don't. I don't believe it.
It kind of makes me sad, because I want to hear Nightwing. Mm. Like, the enemies will be like, we're going to kill you, Nightwing. I was like, that's cool. Nightwing doesn't have no lines.
He's like, I don't even want to talk to you.
He's got, like, his, like, smarmy look on.
Yeah, but this is last.
Okay, that was last.
I feel like at Christmas.
I know, dude.
I'm trying to, like... Oh, those are, I haven't opened this one. But I'm going to take some stuff out of here.
Oh, Lord. We got a
Marvel versus.
Box of actually, this is DC versus stuff right here. This is Marvel, isn't it?
It's all Marvel.
I have a bunch of versus. I have a binder full of versus cards. I used to play really hard.
Really?
It's a fun game, dude. You can put DC and Marvel heroes together in a deck. It's the raddest thing ever.
Ooh, so I got some 93 Marvel masterpieces here.
Nice. Rogue, I remember those.
Cable, Gambit, Bishop, Cyclops. Cyclops is a bitch. Wolverine. It's got some 92s in here, too. Oh, 93s. I lied. But yeah, so, just insane cool shit in here.
Yeah.
So, Doctor Strange. You can't spend the whole time looking through it, because I bet Josh will like this one.
Rad! It looks like Simonson art, even. Now let me see.
I found something that Josh, near and dear to Josh's heart.
It's a Ben Ray Bill card. I'm taking this one. You're going to take the Thor?
I'm going to take Thor.
Dude, this is the old ones. Remember that you put all 9 of them together?
Yeah.
In your binder, and it made a picture.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
My
Venom, Carnage. Oh, Hobgoblin. I'm going to take Spidey also. Why? Because I want to.
If there's any Hawkeye in there,
then
I get it.
Yeah, maybe there is.
It's going to be 90s Hawkeye, though.
Maybe I already found the Hawkeye. And maybe I already saw him. Maybe I already took him.
You're a taking girl.
Maybe I threw him away. But Wolverine taking him too.
I got my girlfriend into trading card games with Magic, and she's gone off the deep end with it because she loves it. So maybe I'll get her to play some Versus with me sometime.
Yeah, you know, I used to play Magic all the time.
Yeah, you give Allie a bunch of your cards.
Yeah, I had a ton of left over from when I was younger, and I gave them all to Josh's fiance. And she's enjoyed them, right?
Yeah, she's working on a deck with a bunch of the stuff in there.
Oh, nice. One of my Doomsday Spectres. I couldn't find him, though. I always looked for him.
Yeah, those never showed up.
Yeah, I had him separate from those. Because I had another box somewhere with, like, a bunch of, has my first edition Charizard in there and all that shit.
Charizard!
Yeah, my funny story with Magic the Gathering. I was in elementary school still, and my friends Richard and Robert, they were twins. What kind of asshole parents names their twins Richard and Robert just to, like, confuse the shit out of them, you know?
Do they call one of them Dick?
Yeah, I wish. It'd be kind of funny. But so we really got in. Here's another Thor for you.
Cool.
We really got into Pokemon. This is back in the late 90s, where Pokemon was a huge craze For those of you that remember that, Josh was in college watching.
Yeah. I was in high school. Yeah, break.
All right. But, no, we used to go all the Pokemon tournaments around here, and we had a blast. And we one day, I was going over to their house, and I had all my Pokemon stuff. And I was like, this is going to be great. This is going to be awesome. We're going to do some cool Pokemon games. And, well, they informed me that they had a new game to play. And I had no cards for it. But they informed me we were going to be playing
Magic. I remember the smell. Magic. I remember the smell of these cards. It's weird. These
cards. Yeah, man. But yeah, they informed me we're going to be playing Magic the Gathering. I had no idea what Magic the Gathering was. And I had no idea how to play it. So I went and bought a bunch of cards with my mommy and daddy's money. Because I was like 11, 12. And I couldn't spend my own money. And that whole summer, I proceeded to get my ass whooped at Magic games. In tournaments and everything else. Because I had no idea what was going on. So, anyway, there's a huge amount of just early 90s... Early 90s Marvel cards. Archangel.
We're all nerding out over these. I remember collecting these.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
1993 Marvel. Wow.
I was 5.
I was 12.
Josh is old. Anyway, so that's what this is for.
Yes, Ghost Rider. This is my Ghost Rider.
But I think maybe in this here box right here involves a Hawkeye. I'm not saying much, but I'm thinking maybe.
Oh, dude, 90s Havoc costume.
Oh, yeah.
By Brandon Peterson.
But anyway, so that's all this. There's a ass ton of comics in here.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of awesome in this book. In this box here.
But, Black Knight. I have some stuff I want to... That Joey felt like Josh would be a good person to pass this down to, if you will.
Oh, good lord. Joey's just sending me all sorts of cool stuff.
Anyway, here, I'll give you the first part of the thing.
Oh, wow, dude.
The Conan Fan Club.
Awesome.
And more Conan Fan Club memberships. Oh, this one with Arnold on it. This
dude, awesome.
Isn't this the greatest thing ever? There's more. You got an order form for Conan t-shirts.
Sweet.
Shirts for $10.
The Hyborian Report. That's
look, rad. You got things like this. This is from 85.
Oh, wow.
I don't even remember being alive. Oh, that's right. I wasn't.
Dude, that's so cool.
But then we got, here we go. Oh, let's see more. I'm still saving the best part for last. You'll love it. You may have a tiny nerd orgasm.
Nerdgasm?
A tiny nerdgasm. So we got here. Oh, more of that. Hyborian Report. Fan Club. I wonder if that's still working. The Hyborian Report.
Oh, dude, that's
issue
awesome.
Number one.
This is so cool.
I knew you'd love it. He knew you'd love it.
Dude, it's kind of a timeline of the Hyborian Age.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in gigantic lettering. More. Volume 1, Issue 2.
Conan merchandise guide at the back there. Oh, man, this is so old school stuff.
Isn't this rad?
That is really
this
rad.
This is the time of comics I would love to have been around for.
You know what? And it sucks because most of the stuff that I had from that time, long gone.
Oh, yeah. That's why a lot of it has some value to it, yeah.
Thunderstrike.
Thunderstrike. Oh, my God. You want to explain to people who Thunderstrike is?
Yeah. All I remember is that he had a really crappy triangular hammer. Oh, dude, that's cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bunch of big, God, I remember stuff like this. Photos from Conan. I remember when you could get these, like, the photo packs.
Yeah.
I remember getting them for wrestlers. It's a bunch of, dude, that's really awesome.
Ton of Conan. This is all from the Arnold movie. Gosh, Joey,
Joey's the man, dude.
Seriously. I mean, it's insane. You get the portfolios. blank pages from the Conan fan club.
Nice.
Crom! Anyway.
Bye, Crom.
Again, Josh is now going through these cards, and I've done more talking on this
yeah.
podcast than I should ever do. Yeah, so that's the gist of this. I don't want to keep going through the box. I'm gonna let you dive into it a little later, just to experience the funness, like something cool like this.
Oh, dude, awesome!
Explain to the people what it is. Stop with your nerd.
It's a nerd Cine Fantastique magazine. It's an older movie magazine. It has an exclusive preview of Conan the Barbarian from 1981. Jesus, dude.
Conan the Destroyer.
Joey has all sorts of... Dude, it's got some American Werewolf One and stuff here. Dude, that's rad. This magazine has boobs in it.
Really? Fantastic. Boobs. Everybody loves them.
It's got some stuff about Ray Bradbury.
But if to save you from looking through this entire box on the show, because Josh now apparently has an attention span of a...
Dude, you got me distracted with swag. I
know. I made the mistake of saying, hey, let's open it all on here.
Yeah.
But this entire box is full of Conan comics, pretty much. Wow. Except for Little Forgotten Realms. And a couple other things in there. But what I wanted Josh to see, and this is Joey's favorite thing he sent. He told me all about this. And Josh may actually shit his pants. So if you guys get queasy about people defecating on live, not live radio, recorded radio... you might need to skip ahead a minute or so.
Oh, wow.
Tell them what it is, Josh.
Apparently, I'm not sure exactly what it is. It looks like it's signed artwork from old Conan artist Jim Sieber. This is really awesome, dude.
Uh-huh.
Dude, this is awesome. It's all signed and numbered and stuff. This is great.
Pretty badass, isn't it?
Yeah, this is seriously badass. It's all like Arnold Conan, too.
Yeah.
He has Arnold's face. Dude, this is super awesome. Well, now I know what I'm going to cover my walls with. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they, Joey takes very good care of us, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got this awesome box in. He's been telling me on and off about what's in this box. And, he finally sent it out last week.
Yeah,
they said it was going to be here the 26th. He sent it, I think, on Thursday. I got it Saturday, all the way from New Jersey. The New Jersey?
Is it Jersey? I thought that's where Joey was at, right?
Yeah, I believe it's Jersey.
He's one of them other coasters.
He's another coaster, also.
Maryland.
Maryland, yes. Adam. Even signed a CTP.
Oh, man, it's not in here.
It's because you just had a tiny nerd orgasm.
Dude, that's so awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's open the window in 90-plus degree weather.
Oh, trust
That'll
me.
Make it warmer. I'm kidding.
It's going to work. It's going to work. There's just no airflow.
Yeah, our nerd cave here is kind of...
It's a little beefy.
Yeah,
it's a little sweaty in here.
But
so the first half hour, we just went through a box.
Yeah.
Of really awesome stuff.
Shit. All these people that now have been following us on Twitter, they're going to pop this up. They're like
these guys wow. just talking about opening boxes of stuff?
This is stupid. Anyway, so Josh, you check out any comics?
Over the past week?
Uh-huh.
Did not get a chance. Did not get a chance to go to the shop. I did pick up, because I've been on a Batman kick lately. I picked up Batman Dark Victory from about halfway through, a little over half.
Oh, you picked it up last night?
Last night.
Huh?
I'm already over 200 pages in. It's, you know, and as much as I have in the past, and I'm sure in the future will continue to rail about my lack of love for Jeff Loeb, it's actually pretty good. The art is, I think, where it stands up better than anything else, though. Because Tim Sale's art is amazing. And not only that, Tim Sale is the best example of nerd fanboy makes good, because he used to write letters to the Grendel letters page
all
the time, and then eventually became friends with them, and then later on in his career he became an artist on Grendel with Matt Wagner. And it's like,
how rad is that, guys?
Yeah, you can't get any better than that. Get some old 93 Marvel Masterpiece cards. Mm-hmm. Iron Fist. People still remembered Iron Fist in 93?
He's Iron Fist. Let's see, too.
I remember all this stuff, man. It's crazy.
Hey, there's a Hawkeye right there in that corner.
Is there? There yeah. is.
Hollywood.
He was on the West Coast Avengers at the time.
Vengeance?
Yeah.
Beta he's actually. Ray Bill.
Oh, cool. Vengeance is back.
Yeah. Really?
He's in Secret Avengers, actually. Mm-hmm. He's hanging out with a Deadpool card. Oh, man. That might be worth
I have two of those. I don't have that. I'm taking him. Why? Because you got all the Conan swag. That's why I'm taking him.
That's true. Maybe if you were a big Conan fan, then
I'm not a big Conan fan, okay? I'm also taking Thor. Why? Because I have Thor.
I'm all excited about the... I gotta get back into the current Conan the Barbarian comic from Dark Horse because, like, the artist that I left, or I like, left for three issues, and now she's back. I'm like, oh, I gotta get all the ones that I missed now.
Now you gotta jump back on board. Yeah. So you got your Spider-Man 2099. That's a cool card. Punisher 2099.
I remember Spider-Man 2099. The whole Doom 2099. I had that book. He's like a good guy.
The 2099 stuff is a lot of fun.
Oh, Cyber. I remember that character. God, big old goofy jaw.
He came back in Wolverine Origins. I think he died.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was crazy as hell.
I'm pretty sure he died.
He took over that retarded guy's body.
Retarded guy's body?
He did. The guy was retarded. He was a big, giant,
I know.
Super strong retarded guy.
Wow. He's
a special person.
We just had a lot of people just turn off. It's like, wow, I can't
it's
say
a special
that.
Person.
Deathlock.
Oh, God. Who? Why did they bring Deathlock back in recently?
Uncanny X-Force.
That's right.
Yeah, Josh doesn't know that because he doesn't read it.
Wonder why don't I read that, Chris? Because
I don't know, Josh. I don't know, Josh. Why haven't you gotten off your ass and bought it?
Because I don't have any money.
you just bought a Dark Victory Batman.
Yeah, that
was my pretty sure.
That was my bad day reward.
Bad day reward?
Oh,
I had an awful day. I bought Jeff Loeb.
Oh, no. It was worse before that. Buying Jeff Loeb was not the worst part of my day.
That is awkward. He bought it. He's like, alright, my day's been bad. I can't possibly let it get any worse, so I'm going to buy Jeff Loeb.
It was either that or pick up
Herpes?
Volume 1 of No Man's Land, which is $30 for like 600 odd pages.
Legitable. Think of this to Vancey.
Yeah. Our good friend Vancey, who we're going to make be on the podcast again before he leaves for the dark wilds of Canada.
Oh, when's he leaving for Canada?
Next month.
Wow, what a jackass. We're going to make him be on here.
Yeah. We're going to miss our Vancey poo.
I love Vance.
Let's see here. What other stuff do we got to talk about today?
Well, we kind of have to talk about something serious for a second.
Kind of, yeah. It's the elephant in the room, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what happened in Colorado over the past week. Because anybody that's listened to us already knows about comics.
It's a tragedy. So
yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Some crazy guy decides he has to shoot some things up. So they were talking about how the guy's apartment is
tripwired.
Yeah, they just took out 30 softball-size explosives today. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous and just unfathomable how somebody could be so awful, I think. And the guy's, like, playing crazy in court already. His neighbor's like, we've never seen him act crazy like that.
Yeah. No, he's definitely going for the...
The guy's a sociopath.
And I don't want to talk about it anymore because he wants the attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about him. I'm not going to say any more.
And so let's... And in the midst of all this horrible stuff, let's talk about something positive that actually came out of it, which is on his own accord, Christian Bale went to the hospital in Aurora, Colorado to visit with the injured. There were like 7 people that are still in the hospital. In this particular part of the hospital, and he showed up with his wife. He called the people at the hospital and said, I don't want the media involved. I just want to meet these people and hang out with them. So he hung out for about 2.5 hours with these guys at the hospital, took a bunch of pictures with them. Apparently one guy has a ton of them up on his Facebook. Mm-hmm. And there's a picture of Christian Bale sitting in the guy sitting in a chair, and Christian Bale's right next to him, you know, looking cool. Because, I mean, this is an awesome Batman move.
Yeah, it
is really cool of Christian Bale to do this.
For people that know me, I am not a big fan of Christian Bale as Batman, but now I'm a big fan of Christian Bale as a person.
Yeah. Yeah, that I mean, he's gotten a lot of bad press in the past because he's gotten into some very public spats and things like that.
But I mean, think about this though. DC hasn't come out and said a damn thing.
Yeah, DC has said nothing.
DC, fuck you.
Yeah, they should have said something at least by now. And you know, it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous that they couldn't come out and like, this is a tragedy. They couldn't even release a press release. Yeah. Warner Brothers has been releasing press... people that were in the movie have already released press releases. Yeah. Christopher Nolan, Christian Bale has as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't take much to have somebody write up
And maybe they're going to put... I wouldn't doubt that they're probably going to put like a page in some books this coming month. And that's something. Maybe set up a fund or something. Come on, man. People got shot because they wanted to watch your movie, and this lunatic decided that he had to do it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's they've already apparently had a couple people trying to copycat.
Yeah,
it's
there was a guy in California, I think yesterday.
Oh, the dude that yelled out in the middle of the theater
because the movie started late. Anybody got a gun? Maybe I should shoot something.
Maybe I should go all Colorado on this.
Yeah, I've heard the jokes. I've heard. Smart asses go, hey, maybe you should go get a vest next time you can see it. It's not funny. It was a fucking tragedy.
Bunch of people got shot up to watch when they were trying to watch a movie because some crazy guy decided that he needed to have attention. Yeah. There is, and it sucks because we're going to have to talk about it, but we shouldn't talk about it because that's why the guy did it. Yeah. He wants everybody to know him, that he did this and all this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. But... again, at least something cool came out of it. You know, Christian Bale was obviously decent enough. And Warner Brothers has said that they have nothing to do with this. They did not send him out. He did this on his own. He is not representing Warner Brothers in this thing. There's some articles here saying that Warner Brothers is going to make substantial donations to the victims of this. And that's awesome, too. So the studio will not publicly release the amount of the lump sum donation, but sources say it is substantial. And when you're Warner Brothers, substantial probably means very substantial.
Yeah, substantial for me is like $20.
Right.
But
yeah, to them, substantial is probably like $20 million, things like that.
I mean, when I heard about it, because I was planning on going to the midnight premiere, but I had to work at 6 in the morning the next day, and I was like, all right, it's a 3-hour movie. I don't think I can do that.
I had to work at 10. Wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I can get home around 4 and then, I don't know, kick an hour of sleep and then leave.
Yeah, we're not that good.
Yeah. I'm not as young as I once was.
You did it for Cap, but I don't think
I did for Cap, and I did for Avengers. But I wasn't going to do it for Batman. I'm not a huge Batman guy, but... So I knew a couple guys from work that did go see it, and I showed up there. First thing somebody says to me is like, "Did you hear about Colorado?" And I thought he was making something up. I was like,
"Yeah, I know it's a state."
I'm like, "How can balls?" I was like, "How can anybody actually do something like that?"
Yeah,
it's just
it stymies the imagination that somebody could be so callous. And crazy. And hopefully he'll be gone for a very, very, very long time.
I think what bothers me most about it is now you have all the people that are like anti-gun or pro-gun. They're now using this as, hey, look at my agenda over here. Let me talk more about my agenda. This wouldn't have happened if such and such. Shit still happens, guys.
Yeah. There's... yeah.
Right now, concentrate on the victims. Don't concentrate on pushing an agenda.
Yeah, the agenda should be making sure that these people get what they deserve in the amount of, you know, like, not just monetary reward, but... And the thing that really bugs me is, like somebody was saying, think of all the kids that are at that movie. Now they're terrified.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to go to the theater ever again.
Yeah.
They're going to be scared of Batman. Kids should never be scared of Batman.
Yeah, Batman. Batman's a character you want kids to look up to.
Yeah.
Now it's like
minus the vigilante violence thing, but
that's another story. That's fine.
Yes,
but
originally there was a big they were starting this petition online for Christian Bale to show up dressed as Batman to to visit the kids that were there at the movie and stuff like that, so that they wouldn't be scared of Batman. And that was kind of a neat idea.
But it could be traumatic.
Yeah. Not just that, but I mean, what he did, I think, was more than enough. And
because the game is him.
Yeah. You know, and he's showing up to let these people know that people care. It's not just the news, you know, guys, they're the pundits that are trying to make a big deal out of it. That the people that were in this movie are just as disgusted and sad, you know, the people that are rich, that a lot of people would not honestly think would care about something like this, except for, you know, political gain. The fact that he didn't want the media involved at all, I thought that was really classy of him.
That was.
And it's a really cool thing that he can do what DC Comics obviously can, which is
grow a pair and man up to things.
Put your personal agenda out of the way and care about somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, and now it's too late for DC to even make a comment.
Yeah.
Make a statement.
The best they can do is make a large donation to them, you know, anonymously or something like that. Give them all free comics for the rest of their lives. Something. Come on. But, yeah.
All right, so now we've gone over that. I don't want to talk more about. I'm not even gonna name the guy because he's a worthless piece of shit. I do want to talk about some cool stuff about that came out of the Batman movie. Now, the Man of Steel teaser.
I still haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Why is it every time I start talking about something, I do exactly that damn thing? But do that too, son of a bitch. It's definitely just a teaser. I mean, I'm really excited for the full-on...
Trailer.
The only glimpse of Superman, and I'm not really ruining it, shows him flying and, like, he's like creating like a sonic it shows him working on a fishing boat.
I think I've seen stills of that.
Working on a fishing boat, he has a full on beard almost.
How's he gonna shave it?
His fingernails.
Oh god.
Kryptonian scissors.
He's gonna go in a red room and then zip, 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 and then walk back outside, right?
Oh, yeah. That's it. But, I don't know. I'm really excited for the movie. I've been waiting for this movie for 2-3 years now, ever since I heard about it. I think it's going to be... I mean, with Snyder doing it... I think it has a chance to stand up with...
I'm not Zack Snyder's biggest fan.
I know you're not, but...
It depends on how much slow-mo he forces into it.
If there's slow-mo, I will kill myself. Sick of that. But, I'm not going to say it's going to be Batman Begins or Dark Knight or anything like that. But I do feel like it has a chance to be DC's starting point of, hey, look, we can make good superhero movies that aren't Batman.
Yeah, let's hope so. And they need to, if they want to have any shot, because they keep hearing the word about the Justice League movie and stuff like that, and it's like, they have a lot of ground to cover. Yeah. A lot.
I mean, there's the rumor of Wonder Woman making a cameo in Man of Steel.
That would be cool.
Which would be neat.
Excuse me.
But.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. They have a lot of ground to cover. So.
I mean, especially in that 3 years' time.
Yeah.
Because who's going to care?
Yeah.
That's a lot of empty space between Man of Steel and something.
With the American public's attention span being about 12 seconds long.
What?
What? Who are you? What are you doing? You're in my house!
Oh, man, but...
Good times. What else can we talk about here? We can talk about how rad the Young Justice cartoon is, because it's pretty rad.
How about you tell me about the Young Justice cartoon, because I don't watch it.
You need to... I have the DVDs... for the first 12 episodes.
I'll borrow them. I don't even watch DC shit.
Next week at this time, the second half of season 1 will be out, which is great considering I'm only a couple episodes behind.
Yeah.
Or towards the almost to the end anyway. I was watching them online, and then I had a bunch on the DVR and on demand.
I really want to get caught up on Earth Mightiest Heroes. I'm really bummed they've canceled it.
It's on Netflix.
I know. Well, I have the first four volumes on DVD.
I watched the Guardians of the Galaxy
episode. Yeah, you told me about that.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but I have a bunch of it on my DVR that I haven't touched.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the show. It's a great show.
I like Young Justice more. Mm. I think DC's animation, they have a better pedigree.
Warner Bros.
Yeah. So they have some history behind it, but they have better voice acting for one.
That's why their animated movies come out much better.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Disney now has Marvel. So hopefully if Marvel starts, releasing something,
mm-hmm.
which I've been hoping and craving for maybe Marvel-Disney-Marvel-Pixar crossover, how rad would that be?
As long as it's not Buzz Lightyear hanging out with Captain America or something like that.
I'd be pissed.
You just mean like Pixar or Disney making a Marvel movie?
Yeah.
That would be rad.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's like Disney needs to take some effort away from The Little Mermaid Part 17.
Well, have you seen the previews for Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes, that looks really rad.
That's going to be awesome. What were we watching? We were watching Spider-Man, and they had the preview for that. And I was like, oh my God, and I started dancing and clapping.
Yeah, we're excited for Wreck-It Ralph.
It's going to be great.
But I think the reason I like Young Justice more than I like Earth's Mightiest Heroes is that Young Justice is really aimed more at the people that grew up with Batman animated series. It's a little grittier, it's a little darker, and I think it's actually pretty well targeted towards mm-hmm. teenagers because you have a lot of teenage problems, but they don't they're not ham-fisted teenage problems, or it's just like, I'm mad about stuff.
My mama sent me to my room.
Adults don't understand us. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of do. They were
some of these adults don't understand them because like Superman doesn't understand Superboy because Superboy's a clone, and Superman is afraid because he knows that Lex Luthor is the reason that Superboy's around.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, yeah, I don't trust this kid.
Yeah,
but it's actually a really well done show. Mm. I mean, it's done by. Greg Weisman, who did Gargoyles, which was one of my favorite shows when I was growing up.
I love Gargoyles.
Because it's rad. And it's just really cool. Earth's Mightiest Heroes, I think, is a little... It's aimed at a younger audience. It's not Superhero Squad young. Mm. But, I mean, you could be 12, and Earth's Mightiest Heroes would be right up your alley. There's some good nerd stuff for guys like us.
Mm.
But I think that Young Justice bridges that gap significantly better.
You know, I was actually getting caught up on, because I used to have Netflix, but I got rid of it because I didn't agree with their tactics to get more money out of me.
Yeah.
But I actually stole my brother's account.
Yeah.
So I downloaded it onto my phone again, and I started watching the 1994 Spider-Man.
My nephews have been watching that.
That is amazing. And it got me thinking. I was... All the cartoons I grew up with and like the cartoons just before I started like being able to watch, like Transformers, G.I. Joe, uh-huh. Voltron, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Spider-Man.
All that stuff.
What, besides Looney Tunes, I mean, come on, that is a perfect time for animation. Yeah. I was watching it and I just noticed like all the detail that's even in the
background.
The
90s were good to us.
Yeah. All the detail in the backgrounds of the Spider-Man show.
Yeah,
and then
it's a
when
good
you compare
show.
It to like stuff that's out now, where it's plain backgrounds, it's not gritty, it's not. There's no actual detail on buildings. The sewers look clean.
My nephews were watching it yesterday, and I was in the other room, and it's the episode where they're hanging out with the X-Men and stuff, and then like. As all this is going on, suddenly they start playing the X-Men theme as part of the episode. I was like, that's pretty rad.
I love the X-Men theme. But, I mean, the X-Men cartoon's amazing. The 90s version?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's a good show.
I don't know. I want a show like that to come out again.
You know what? I'm telling you, Young Justice is really good.
I don't like the animation.
The animation's good. Give it a shot.
I don't like it.
Give it a shot.
I'm stuck in my ways.
Set in your ways there. It you might think it takes a little getting used to, but I love it. I just love it.
Yeah.
Because it's just it's a great show. The writing on it is really good. It won an Emmy for the first episode, so. Which was written by Greg Weisman.
Who?
Greg Weisman, the Gargoyles guy.
Who?
Who? He's your dad, didn't you know?
What?
It was kind of like the guy that does the voice of Aqualad, his name's Kerry Payton. I was watching, like, my girlfriend was watching How I Met Your Mother, which she's got me, her and some other friends have gotten me hooked on as well.
It's kind of like Patrick Harris. How can you not be hooked on
it? I know, right?
And then says the guy that doesn't watch it.
I watch it, thank you.
No, I'm saying from me.
But in the credits, so Kerry Payton is guy number two. I was like, oh, now I want to go back and watch that episode and see where he is. But and they have good voice actors on. That's a good show.
Yeah.
And then How I Met Your Mother is just fun. They actually have a lot of nerdy stuff in that. A lot of nerdy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the origins of Chewbacca the origins of Chewbacca convention. It was like a theme in an episode we were watching last night. It's how Barney gets the guys to go out. And he's like, he's like, we're not going to the Chewbacca convention. He's like, what? You tricked me. And Barney looks at himself, everybody knows that the convention's in Southern California this year. And then it's just like, it does a flashback. Like, Ted's in a cab with him, and Ted's sitting there with a Chewbacca suit. He's all, wait a minute. Everybody knows the origins of Chewbacca conventions in Montreal this year. He, like, tricks him every time. It's a good show. It's fun.
I definitely love me some nerdy shows.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Big Bang Theory to come back.
I don't like that show.
I know. Screw you. I don't care.
I don't know.
Love that show. Absolutely love it. Sheldon's awesome.
Yeah, he is by far the best part of that show.
Leonard makes me want to punch babies.
Yeah, I hate him so much.
That's what I just watched for Sheldon. Sheldon's great.
And I like the Jewish guy. Little brown dude.
Yeah, little brown dude. All right, we just lost 4% of our demographic.
What's his name?
Rajesh Kuthapali?
Yes.
And Howard Wolowitz? Howard Wolowitz, the actor, I can't remember his name, but from Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Who is he in
Moist.
That? I haven't seen Dr. Horrible still.
You've not seen Dr.
I know the songs! Will had him on his MP3 player and used to play them all the time.
In fact, hold on, this is how much I love Dr. Horrible's sing-along. For those of you that don't know, Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog is done by
Joss Whedon. And he wrote it, and he and his brother did the songs, Jed Whedon. And it was because the writer's strike, they couldn't do anything else.
Yeah,
so they said, hey, we're just going to do this musical that we've had sitting for a while. It's got Nathan Fillion. Neil Patrick Harris, obviously, is Dr. Horrible. It's such a rad. And, like, I love the songs, but I need to actually watch it.
Disappeared as a moral dilemma, cause at first it was weird, though I swore to eliminate the worst of the plague that devoured humanity. It's true, I was vague on the how, so how can it be that you have shown me the light?
You know what? Screw it, I'm just gonna play.
It's a brand new day, and the sun is high, all the birds are singing,
that you're gonna die. It's a good song.
It's great. I mean, you have to see it. If you haven't seen it,
it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, it's on YouTube. I don't know. I'm sure buildings play it somewhere.
Yes.
You can go outside and shout, beam me into Dr. Horrible's, and somebody will show it to you.
Yes. I just want to walk around in a mall or like a store and be like, I need to see Dr. Horrible's and see if anybody comes over.
You know what would be great?
That would be rad.
They all start singing it. They act it out. Oh, I'd love that.
Dude, I literally like, first go, time I watched over it. The PA, start playing it.
First time I watched it, I literally watched it 4 times that night. I borrowed it from Will.
It's only like 45 minutes long, right?
It's like 40. Yeah, it's only 45 minutes. It's great. Captain Hammer, Corporate Tool, Nathan Fillion. Nathan Fillion, for those of you who don't know, and if you're listening to this and you don't know who Nathan Fillion is,
please stop.
I'm not going to keep talking.
Nathan Fillion is Nerd Jesus, just like Joss Whedon.
Nerd Jesus?
Yeah. They're a bunch of Nerd Jesuses. They all just hang out together.
Nathan Fillion and Joss Whedon, didn't they do something together?
They did some show about, like, lightning bug or something?
Yeah, bugs. Bugs that light themselves on fire.
The Firefly reunion panel at Comic-Con, I read the...
I thought we were talking about Nathan Fillion. Why are we talking about Firefly now?
But it was really rad. Like, Nathan Fillion was like, he's like, this whole little speech is going to be really cool if I can get through it without crying. And I was like, I love Nathan Fillion.
You know what
he's
I found?
The raddest guy.
You know what I found at Target yesterday?
What's that?
$4.75, Serenity, on DVD.
That's not bad.
$4.75, that's not bad on Netflix. I know it's on Netflix, okay.
So the movie wasn't bad, but... And you know, a lot of the word is that they're not sure if Joss Whedon is going to do Avengers 2 because he says television is his first love. Because
he can't do both.
Yeah.
Joss, yes you can. Don't do this to us.
Television is his first love. And then the closer it got to Comic-Con, they kept asking him the questions about it. He's like, well, I'm really enjoying this Firefly reunion thing right now. So all the nerds were like, give us more Firefly. And like, in this panel, he said he's not sure if he would do another thing. He said, if anything, he might want to do a Firefly radio drama. It was like, that would be super rad.
I love old-time radio shows.
Yeah.
They're great.
Dude, Nathan Fillion and all those guys.
Who?
They were talking about how apparently some guest star had come on the show and was treating the women on the cast and crew disrespectfully. And Nathan Fillion put them in their place. And I was like, how awesome would it be to see Nathan Fillion just tear some guy up? It'd be rad.
Oh, yeah. But... So I think we're kind of exhausted on our...
Yeah, our rambling.
Our rambling. I mean, that's what we get for going into this kind of half-assed.
Yeah.
But, I
mean, non-tangential, that's right.
But we have to go see Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
I've got to swing by my parents' house because they're out of town and Josh just made a mess.
I just dropped a bunch of cards on my floor. Hey, I found the Cable versus Deadpool card.
Oh, I need that. It sounds like a good thing that those all fell. But, no, we're going to go see Dark Knight Rises. We're going to take our lady folk to see such things. And,
hopefully,
I think I have that, so I'll let you have that.
Next week we will have a comprehensive review of what we kind of remember about the movie.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah, but we're retarded.
I'm not drinking. I might. I don't know. No, I think I'll remember this.
Yeah, hopefully.
But,
hopefully. Apparently there's some fighting or stuff in it. Guy in black a lot. I don't know.
Who's Bane? Is that the thing Mitt Romney was part of? Thank you, no. Rush Limbaugh, for being a dumb shit.
No, but he is the bane of my existence. And that's right, as political guys. As we'll get on this one. Thanks all for right. listening, guys. Hopefully all our new Twitter fans, yeah. all three of
enjoy
them,
this.
Will enjoy it.
I mean,
and,
thanks, guys. It means a lot to us, by
yeah.
the way.
Thanks for just paying any attention. Again, big shout-outs to our sponsors, Collector's Trading Post. Specifically, our good buddy, Joey Buscemi, for sending us a ridiculously awesome box of stuff. Specifically, the stuff that he sent me makes me real happy in my lower parts, my upper parts. All my parts are happy because Joey sent me really awesome stuff.
Yeah, Josh
We're going to have to send him, like, a cake.
Yeah, let's send him a cake.
Cake in the mail.
Yeah, we'll send him a cake in the mail. We're not going to put any like dry ice or anything like that. It's not even going to be a cooler. It's just going to be a box and a cake. We're not even going to reinforce the box. It's going to be smushed.
Cake in the mail.
Cake in the mail. Cake in the mail.
Just one word. It's going to be awesome. That'll be our thing. We'll send people that we like a cake in the mail.
Cake in the mail.
Cake in the mail. This cake is smushed. It must have come from Josh and Chris.
Awesome. And no one would eat it.
I'd eat it.
I can't cook. I've tried. All right, guys. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. If you've gotten all the way through this without turning it off, and it's
then you're probably a better man than I.
Better man than I. But, well, yeah, see you guys. Well, yell at you guys next week.
Again, thanks for listening, guys. Oh, and our other sponsor, of course, 3 Alarm Comics, Blexington, Mississippi. They sell comics there. Jason Q.
JQ!
We can't pronounce his last name
right. Quenya! Paraganas! Take that, Jay.
He's probably bigger than us. He's from Mississippi.
There's not a lot of people that are bigger than me. Taller, maybe. Taller.
Alright, guys, again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye!